Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I want to talk about the most valuable asset in your org that you're currently doing nothing with. It's the brain of your best SE. You know the one, the person who walks into a messy account and just knows what to do. And right now, all of that lives in one skull and walks out the door at 6 p.m.
And occasionally walks out the door permanently to a competitor.
Right. So here's what my team built. We took our two strongest SEs and we basically poured their thinking into a skill, not a document, a working tool. We fed it real transcripts, their own notes, and we sat with them iterating. No, that output's too generic. Here's how I'd actually sharpen this. 10 rounds of that. And what came out the other side is genuinely good.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava, part 4 of our AI series. And this is the flip side of last episode. If the danger is generic AI, the antidote is AI encoded with your best judgment.
And the onboarding case is obvious. New hire, day one, can produce something that's 90% there instead of flailing for 3 months. I get the appeal at any scale.
And here's the part I love. It's not just that they produce good output. If you pair it with the why, here's what came out and here's why it came out that way. The new person is learning your best SE's reasoning while they work. It's the best onboarding tool I've ever had.
The why matters enormously, because otherwise, you've built a machine that hands people answers they don't understand. And the first time reality doesn't match the template, they're lost.
Yes, the skill isn't a replacement for judgment. It's a scaffold for building it faster.
Let me push, though, because I've watched this go sideways at scale. When you bottle one person's approach and hand it to 200, you risk homogenizing everyone. Suddenly, every discovery sounds identical. And the thing that made your best SE great was partly that she didn't do it the standard way.
That's a real risk. You could flatten the variance that actually wins deals.
And there's a second one. Whose brain gets bottled? The moment you say, "This is the standard," you've made a political statement about whose judgment counts. Pick wrong, or pick only one archetype, and you've encoded a monoculture.
So how do you handle that at your scale? Because at 12 people, I can just feel when it's going stale.
The best version I've seen isn't one person's brain frozen forever. It's a funnel. Someone builds something good. It gets posted. The team votes. Is this genuinely reusable or just clever for one deal? If it clears the bar, it goes into the shared repository and everyone can improve it. It's living. It's many brains, not one.
Oh, I love that. So it's not, here's the gospel from our top SE. It's a system where good thinking gets surfaced, pressure tested by peers, and compounds. The best ideas rise no matter who had them.
And critically, it keeps evolving. The moment a skill stops being challenged, it starts to rot, because the market moved and the skill didn't.
That solves my staleness problem, actually. The vote is the freshness check.
Though it only works if people are willing to put their edge into the shared pot. There's a very human hesitation there. Why would I make everyone else as good as me?
That's a culture thing, not a tech thing. You have to make sharing the thing that gets rewarded, or the best people just quietly keep their magic to themselves.
What's the move?
Find your two or three strongest SEs and extract one thing they do brilliantly into a reusable skill, and capture the why alongside it. So it teaches, not just produces. Start with onboarding as the use case. The payoff is immediate.
Then don't freeze it. Build the funnel, a way for anyone to contribute, for peers to vote, and for the good stuff to compound. One brain bottled is fragile. Many brains, refreshed, is a moat. And reward the sharing, or none of it happens. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.